Casey's going to end the game with 11 points, and Tyrone have won this tie 224 to 121, and after so many failed attempts at the semi-final stage, Tyrone have brought an end to Donegal's reign as Nicky Rackard champions, and they have won through 224 to 121. Tyrone are going to the All-Ireland final, and I think deservedly so on this performance today, Paul O'Brien.
Yeah, congratulations to Tyrone there. They're just a stronger team today, Oisin. They started off stronger in the first half. Donegal come back. Tyrone finished the second, or the end of the first half stronger. And they were just a better team throughout the second half.
We'll just try and wrap up the game. We're heading to the first water break. And Donegal were trailing by 2 points, 1-6 to 1-4. Kieran Matheson has just got the goal for Donegal. But Conor Grugan had scored the opening goal of the game on 8 minutes for Tyrone. And Tyrone, on 8 minutes, were leading by 5-1, 5-3. But it needed that goal from Matheson for Donegal to come back into the game. Then we had the second period of the tie. Coulter stepped up and he hit 6 unanswered scores. And also Richie Ryan knocked over one as well, as Donegal turned it round to lead 1-9 to 6. But then the wide count started to all build up from a Donegal point of view. They couldn't find the accuracy in front of the post, but it was Tyrone that were to go on and end the half much stronger. And it was being driven by Damien Casey, Cian Ferguson and Grugan. Ferguson getting that second goal as Tyrone led at the break, 2-11 to 1-11. And all of a sudden, that 3-point advantage at half-time moved out to 5 come the 18th minute in the water break. We seen Casey bring his tally at that stage in the game to 7 points. Coulter brought his to 11. It was 2-17 to 1-5, 18 minutes into the second half. Then the questions was going to be asked of Donegal as we started that second period in the second half, but top class points from Devlin and Casey put it a 7-point game. Donegal tried to respond to that. Lafferty got a score, Coulter got a score, but then 3 unanswered from Tyrone. Grugan, Casey and 1 from Brian McGurk had them 8 in front, 2-22 to 1-17. They hit about 32 minutes at that stage in the game, and Donegal had to dig deep. Coulter tried his best to reduce the deficit. Donegal tried their best to try and find those goals through Richie Ryan as well, but they didn't come, and in the end Tyrone very much worthy winners. 224 to 121 was the final score, and at the end of the day it was a 6-point victory for Tyrone as they marched through to play Mayo, who had a 15-point victory over Armagh. So scenes of delight here for Tyrone, deservingly taking their place, and I suppose it means so much to a county like this one, who are playing hurling, and it was probably be seen as the second code behind the football, but they're back in an All-Ireland final after so many failed attempts, which is huge for the sport here in Tyrone, and they've got a great man at the helm in Michael McShane as well, Paul.
Yeah, best luck to Tyrone in the final against Mayo. We can get behind our Ulster counterparts. Just looking at 6 points there after Tyrone had their early chance. If you look back there, Declan's missed penalty. Great chance near the end from Declan. Then Richie Ryan hit the post. These small things could have just changed the game in the end.
Yeah, disappointing season for Donegal. Having things look so bright. They had a brilliant Division 2B league campaign. They stayed in that tier for another season. But sort of they were always chasing it after that defeat to Mayo, weren't they, Paul?
Yeah, maybe it kicked a bit of stuffing out of them there. As I said, it was a late turnaround, mixed up in defence very late in the game that let Keith Higgins in for a goal. They had a bad first half against Leitrim, came back and were comfortable in the end up. And they came in today with maybe a couple of injuries. We can see there maybe Danny not up to full fitness, trying his best, but not to be, Oisin.
Yeah, wasn't to be today. Paul O'Brien, many thanks for joining us today. An excellent job. Well done on the co-com. Did you enjoy it, did you?
Thanks, Oisin.
Yeah, you did something different for you.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a bit easier standing up here than down there, is it? But listen, Paul, many thanks. A good job today. But it's a disappointing day from a Donegal point of view. But loads of congratulations to Tyrone. They are heading to the All-Ireland final. They've beaten Donegal. The reign as Nicky Rackard champions of Donegal has come to an end. Final score, Tyrone 224, Donegal 121.